What's going on? Matt Savoca here from Osmo.com, filling in for my buddy Josh Engelman and bringing you my top plays on DraftKings for today, Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Another two-game slate here in the second round of the NBA playoffs. We start in the East with Philadelphia and Miami. Miami absolutely crushed Philadelphia last time these two teams met. Harden absolutely back down to earth. Embiid still very much hurt in the face. And right now, we have Philadelphia favored by just a little bit, staving off elimination. Speaking of elimination games, that's what we got out west as well with Dallas and Phoenix in Dallas right now. Phoenix, when they're playing well, really no one can stop them. But in terms of defensive rating, they've actually faltered a little bit. They're well below playoff team average right now in defensive rating, making this a very exciting slate. Before we get into the action, though, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell, too, so that you always know when we're going live. You guys know what to do. And if you could give me, Matt Savoca, a follow on Twitter, at Draftaholic, that's always much appreciated as well. Go ahead and give my buddy Josh a follow, at Josh Engelman as well. He's the GOAT. He created these videos. I'm just filling in, of course. And we want to thank our presenting sponsor, No House Advantage. You see the ad at the bottom of the screen there. No House Advantage is offering a new way to play daily fantasy sports with prop-based contests where you can beat your friends instead of the house. Make sure to use promo code AWESOMO when you sign up to get up to a $25 first match deposit bonus. And go over to AWESOMO.com and use our tools specifically for No House Advantage to help you take down big prizes. Okay, guys, on the screen here, you see my 10 through 6 of my top plays on DraftKings. We see a whole lot of 76ers to start things off, and of course, one Phoenix player there at the top. There's a bit of a bottleneck here as we look at 10 through 6. Tyrese Maxey, Spencer Dinwiddie, James Harden. It's really hard to see more than two of them having ceiling performances. Obviously, we've seen ceiling performances here, especially from Harden of late. 32% chance of being the optimal lineup essentially for all of them. That's the same as Joel Embiid. Obviously, the ceiling potential for a player like Embiid when fully healthy is higher than nearly everyone on this slate. But right now, I'm thinking that this injury may actually affect him, if not from a playing time standpoint, from a productivity standpoint, just a 32% chance of being in the optimal lineup despite that MVP season. Then it's Jay Crowder, who can obviously get hot from deep, isn't the biggest contributor on the Phoenix Suns, but still, the optimal lineup percentage is solid for a player who's 54.400, has a 25-point median projection and needs about 40 points to feel really good about him in a GPP. A 35% optimal lineup percentage is a little higher than I would like, but in this two-game slate, you're going to have to find value somewhere. He almost cracks the top five. Who makes it? Let's watch and find out. At number five, it's Mikal Bridges. Honestly, you just take either one of them, Jay Crowder or him. They have an almost identical optimal lineup percentage, 5,700 instead of 5,400. That's not breaking the bank in terms of salary today. Slightly higher median projection, which means you need slightly more in terms of a GPP goal. We've got him projected for more minutes than Crowder at 38.6 as a median minutes projection. And we got him projected for more points, as you would expect. 14 points, nearly five assists, five rebounds and nearly 2.4 assists, contributing on defense as well. Honestly, this is the Phoenix Wings are players that I don't always want to bet on, but as value options, I get it today. Bridges, not my favorite, still comes in at number five. At number four, Bam Adebayo, a play I really like today, and the Osmo projections agree. We know the playing time is going to be there, about 34, 35 minutes projected right now. And what's really fueling the fantasy point projection right now is the rebounding category. He's been at about 7.5 rebounds per game throughout the playoffs and in this series, but we saw that much higher during the regular seasons, nearly at 9.5 per game. And then you add on the fact that he's actually playing more minutes during the playoffs than he has during the regular season. We eventually will see those rebounding numbers improve. And when they do, a huge fantasy performance could be right behind that because he scores plenty here. 17.2 points projected for him. That's actually pretty conservative. And he adds a little bit in the assist category, the steals and blocks category as well. He needs about 50 points for you to feel really good about him in a GPP, but Bam Adebayo, one of my favorite players on the slate, especially at the center position, he's at 39% in the optimal lineup percentage, good enough for number four. At number three, it's Luka Doncic, and honestly, he's my favorite play on the slate. we are talking about optimal lineup percentage in these videos, but if you're talking about the play I want to get to, the salary I want to pay up for, it's Luka tonight in an elimination game against Phoenix, the higher total game. Obviously, it's pretty easy when that Phoenix-Miami total is around 207. Luka's going to show up tonight. We've got him projected for 60 fantasy points here, and he obviously could get to 70, 75 in a perfect situation. I mean, that's really, really tough, but still, it's in the range of outcomes for a player like Doncic, like it is for basically no one else on this slate. We got a near triple-double projected for him, 30.8 points, 11 rebounds, and 8.0 assists, 1.4 steals as well on the Osmo projections right now, and we think he's going to play nearly 40 minutes. Now, he hasn't averaged that high, but in an elimination game, you could see Doncic trying to go the distance here or close to it. He is my favorite player on the slate. If you just take the stats out of it, this is the player I want to pay up for. He comes in at number 3 on this list. At number 2, it's Dorian Finney-Smith. And again, we're looking at wing players who can contribute a lot, who are going to get a ton of playing time, need about 25 to 30 points as a median projection to hit value when they're 5,500 or so in salary. That's the exact salary Dorian Finney-Smith is today going against Phoenix. Again, an elimination game. We don't project him to have a huge contribution, but 13, 5, and 2, like our median projections suggest, is good enough to get him in the optimal lineup enough times here. Am I going to be playing a ton of these value plays? Finney-Smith, Bridges, Crowder, Dinwiddie, Maxey, not a ton of them, no, but I need a couple of them to get to the Doncic's, to the Adebayo's, to Joel Embiid today, and obviously Dorian Finney-Smith is popping a little bit more than all those players in our optimal lineup percentage, especially the way that he can contribute in the rebounding and assists category. Again, not my favorite play. We already went over who that was, but if you're looking at pure optimal lineup percentages, not many players, in fact, only one player looks better today than Dorian Finney-Smith. Now, before I reveal my final play, my number one play on DraftKings for this Thursday slate, just want to remind you guys, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell too, so that you always know when we're going live. You guys know what to do. And if you could give me, Matt Savoca, a follow on Twitter, at Draftaholic, that's always much appreciated as well. Also want to give one more huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, No House Advantage. Use promo code AWESOMO when you sign up to get up to a $25 first match deposit bonus. You got mass entry capabilities, big prize pools like you're used to, but you're playing against your friends, not the house. They have over 500 daily player props available for you on No House Advantage. Download it in the App Store or play over on nohouseadvantage.com. Okay, guys, let's get into my number one play on DraftKings for this Thursday. At number one, it's Jalen Brunson, 3 Dallas Mavericks players to close us out here in that higher total game. Brunson's going to play a ton, obviously. He's going to get plenty of usage, and obviously Doncic is the one who's going to contribute the most from a productivity standpoint, but comparing productivity to salary-based expectations, this is why Brunson is in nearly half of our lineups as we run these simulations. A 6,300 salary basically makes him the premium value option, especially because we can get him to a 30-point, nearly a 35-point median projection fairly easily here, and we only need about 45, 50 points to feel really good about our GPP chances if he gets up there. Obviously, the higher total game of the two games here, and he's got a 20-point median projection in 37 minutes, and I was surprised to see nearly 5 rebounds and 4 assists as well for Brunson. That has to do with how Phoenix has been pretty so-so defensively right now. Brunson, in terms of value, you can't do much better than that. Doncic, still my favorite, but looking at pure optimal lineup percentage, no one comes out better today than Jalen Brunson. He's my number one play on DraftKings today. And that is going to do it for my top plays on DraftKings for today, May 12th, 2022. If you're looking for the FanDuel version of this video, it's around here somewhere. Go ahead and look for it on the channel. We will be back, and Josh will be back, with all of these videos throughout the NBA playoffs. For Josh, and until next time, I'm Matt Savoca from Osmo.com. We'll see you guys later.